Part 3. Questions 23 to 30.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Our topic today is philanthropy, that is, giving money to charitable causes. My guest is Paul Neville, a business journalist who has written a number of reports about philanthropy. Paul, why is it such a popular subject right now?
Well, the number of wealthy people giving high-profile donations to charitable organisations has increased considerably. That, in turn, reflects that there are a lot more wealthy people around these days, partly due to the growing inequality of the world, and partly because there are a lot of markets where people can get spectacularly rich very quickly. Now they've decided to give some of that away.
You say that in the past, philanthropy has often been ineffective. In what way?
In the past, it was often done in a very amateur way. Little attention was paid to the best way of making an impact on the way the money was spent. In many cases, large foundations were created, and the money continued to be invested long after the main donor was dead. This has led to some very bureaucratic organisations, so I believe if you look at traditional philanthropy, it's money going down the drain.
So is it different today?
It's very striking that the new philanthropists who are coming in, the likes of Bill Gates or Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, are very concerned about how the money is going to be used so that it really makes a difference. And they're rethinking the way philanthropy is done.
One trend you talk about is the desire to run charitable foundations more like businesses.
Yes. The new philanthropists are drawing increasingly on what they see in the business world, and there's been a real transformation over the last 40 years in productivity. This has been largely due to intermediaries becoming more effective, as foundations use the expertise of investment banks and management consultancies, for example. They're trying to replicate some of the features you see in profit-making businesses.
So I suppose this has changed the way the foundations are funded.
Philanthropists see themselves as social investors. They're looking for social entrepreneurs, and so we're seeing charitable organisations having to bid for their money. They must show how efficient they are. No wasting money on ineffective advertising and projects. It's still early days, but they are committed to making this work.
How do you think the public will view these philanthropists?
What you're seeing now is very wealthy people not hiding their money in a tax haven, but actually trying to change the world. That raises, for the rest of us, a number of difficult questions, such as, did they get their money legally? Is the tax system taxing them enough? And how dare these people impose their view of what a better world is on the rest of us?
Interesting. There was some antagonism towards the organisers of the campaign around the G8 summit last year, wasn't there?
Yes. The G8 summit about debt relief and poverty was the target of a campaign called Make Poverty History, orchestrated by Bob Geldof and a charitable foundation which had been set up by the rock star Bono. Bill Gates and George Soros gave money to Bono, whose organisation works with McKinsey, the management consultants, to create effective public campaigns such as this.
How successful do you think that campaign was?
Well, it was something of a political triumph. But also, it's waking people up to the realisation that the rich are getting involved in trying to change the world. It may have complex implications. The philanthropists are going to have to think very hard about political accountability. They need to show they are willing to engage with the public in debate and that their money is accountable to the wishes of the people.
Part 3. Questions 23 to 30.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Our topic today is philanthropy, that is, giving money to charitable causes. My guest is Paul Neville, a business journalist who has written a number of reports about philanthropy. Paul, why is it such a popular subject right now?
Well, the number of wealthy people giving high-profile donations to charitable organisations has increased considerably. That, in turn, reflects that there are a lot more wealthy people around these days, partly due to the growing inequality of the world, and partly because there are a lot of markets where people can get spectacularly rich very quickly. Now they've decided to give some of that away.
You say that in the past, philanthropy has often been ineffective. In what way?
In the past, it was often done in a very amateur way. Little attention was paid to the best way of making an impact on the way the money was spent. In many cases, large foundations were created and the money continued to be invested long after the main donor was dead. This has led to some very bureaucratic organisations, so I believe if you look at traditional philanthropy, it's money going down the drain.
So is it different today?
It's very striking that the new philanthropists who are coming in, the likes of Bill Gates or Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay, are very concerned about how the money is going to be used so that it really makes a difference. And they're rethinking the way philanthropy is done.
One trend you talk about is the desire to run charitable foundations more like businesses.
Yes. The new philanthropists are drawing increasingly on what they see in the business world, and there's been a real transformation over the last 40 years in productivity. This has been largely due to intermediaries becoming more effective, as foundations use the expertise of investment banks and management consultancies, for example. They're trying to replicate some of the features you see in profit-making businesses.
So I suppose this has changed the way the foundations are funded.
Philanthropists see themselves as social investors. They're looking for social entrepreneurs, and so we're seeing charitable organisations having to bid for their money. They must show how efficient they are. No wasting money on ineffective advertising and projects. It's still early days, but they are committed to making this work.
How do you think the public will view these philanthropists?
What you're seeing now is very wealthy people not hiding their money in a tax haven, but actually trying to change the world. That raises, for the rest of us, a number of difficult questions, such as, did they get their money legally? Is the tax system taxing them enough? And how dare these people impose their view of what a better world is on the rest of us?
Interesting. There was some antagonism towards the organisers of the campaign around the G8 summit last year, wasn't there?
Yes. The G8 summit about debt relief and poverty was the target of a campaign called Make Poverty History, orchestrated by Bob Geldof and a charitable foundation which had been set up by the rock star Bono. Bill Gates and George Soros gave money to Bono, whose organisation works with McKinsey, the management consultants, to create effective public campaigns such as this.
How successful do you think that campaign was?
Well, it was something of a political triumph. But also, it's waking people up to the realisation that the rich are getting involved in trying to change the world. It may have complex implications. The philanthropists are going to have to think very hard about political accountability. They need to show they are willing to engage with the public in debate and that their money is accountable to the wishes of the people.